glitches with my mixer, and we'll see if we can't work around them. Okay, I do believe that Count Alex Britt has just taken himself another prisoner who tried to assassinate him in his own bed, or close to it. I think it was in his bed. He found a nice little tiny, tiny shank in a very interesting place. So, as we continue, let's see here. He has just taken the oaths. He says, "I'll have your oaths, Rudolph, and their oaths and yours, Rudolph, on the following. You will not speak to the prisoners. You will not touch the prisoners. You will not let the prisoners touch you, and you will not open the door under any circumstances whatsoever. If you need to look into the cell, you open the watch door. That's it. The only thing that goes in to her is when you give her food and water. Do you understand?"
"Yes, my lord."
"What about the waste?" asked the guard.
"That comes out through the bottom door at the end of the day. A servant will collect it, and the door never opens."
"Now swear that."
"I swear on my oath, my lord," said the first guard.
"I do so swear," Rudolph said, satisfied. Alex nodded and left the dungeon. He needed sleep and to vent some demons. Valeria had keyed him up way too much. Part of him regretted that he hadn't gotten a crack at her. She really had been right in his strike zone.
"My lord," Walter said, getting Alex's attention, "I was able to put together a ball of sorts for ourselves. I've only invited those I feel would be worthwhile to you, our county or our political cause. It's more a series of interviews and meetings than a ball, but you're the only bachelor, and everyone else will be entertained, wined and dined, while they wait their turn." Alex sighed and only nodded his head. "Interviews? For marriage? Such a strange thing," he thought. It'd been a few days since he'd captured Valeria. No one had said or done anything about her. From an ownership point of view, it meant she'd been cut loose and disavowed. Effectively, she was his prisoner, under a death sentence. No one was coming for her.
"I could use that against her. I should visit her," he thought again.
"Is that not to your liking?" Walter asked, his tone much softer.
"It's very much to my liking. I just don't like that we're being forced into this."
"Good work, Walter. Put the list on my desk. I'm going for a walk," Alex said. Walter gave him a sad smile and bobbed his head once.
Leaving his study, he set off for the dungeon. Carla fell in behind him without a word. She hadn't seemed as tense lately, at times almost managing to be friendly with him.
"Gonna fuck her?" Carla asked.
"No, but I'm finally going to offer her a few deals."
"Will fucking her be part of it?"
"Maybe. Why? Are you jealous?" Would you like me to make you a deal that involves you bending over my desk? Do you long for the feel of... Close that foul mouth of yours before you attract flies with it.
Alex put on his neutral face for Carla and kept on moving. She's adapting fairly well. Hard to maintain power with her. The control is difficult, probably due to her being present so often around me. Need to start thinking of a few offers to throw her off. Like maybe hiring another personal bodyguard so she gets days off, or gets a couple hours of sleep every day? We'll do that, he thought. The guard at the door to the dungeon opened it without a word for Alex. Stepping inside, he found another guard standing in the corner.
My lord, said the guard. She say or do anything? No, my lord. Quiet as a church mouse.
Alex nodded his head. He hadn't expected anything different. Moving over to Valeria's door, he looked to the guard.
Open it up.
Two. You go in first and make sure she's nice and calm. Carla wrinkled her nose, but pulled her mace clear from its ring on her hip. She unfastened the small shield and kept on the other hip and belted it around her forearm. The guard unlocked the door and opened it for Carla, who stepped in with her shield up and her mace ready.
Sit down on the bed, Carla commanded. Good. Now stay there.
Alex took that as his cue and entered the cell, pulling the door shut behind him. Valeria looked none the worse for wear, though considerably dirtier, with her hair a wild and tangled mess. Come to finally rape me, then? Valeria asked, pulling her knees up to her chest and hugging her legs.
No. Besides, you look filthy. If I wanted to hump dirt, I could go outside.
No, I've come for something else today. I want to make you a deal, Alex said, coming closer to her. Valeria shook her head and rested her chin on her knees.
I know. You probably can't speak about your previous employer, and that's all right. Whoever it was gave you up to your fate. No one has contacted me about your release, even though I had Rudolph put word out that we'd captured someone on the property.
If you think about it, we gave your employer a very easy opportunity to claim you. Pay a fine, maybe, and collect you.
They did not.
Valeria's mouth became a flat line, her eyes glittering dangerously as she glared up at him.
That more or less makes you mine to do with as I please. I'm, as of yet, undecided on what to do with you. So while I make my choice, I figured it might be fun to make a deal or two with you.
Valeria's brow twitched before she schooled her face to neutrality. She was a trained assassin that relied on her acting and ability to get in close. One that probably studied politics and people. He could use her. He just had to figure out how to break her first.
What kind of deal? She asked after a pause.
And there's our starting point. Alex smiled and began to explain the oath of secrecy, the rules of the game, and all the way things could go. Chapter 9. And I can say no? No repercussions? Valeria asked again. She seemed quite hung up on that point. Alex nodded his head, barely keeping a handle on his calm. None. Valeria chewed on that for a while. Again. They'd been down here with her for quite some time now. Carla sighed, her patience wearing. Then,
it's all right, too, Alex said soothingly. He moved over to stand beside her and lightly patted her back. In a much lower tone, he whispered for her ear alone, you're doing very well, too. Very good. I appreciate all that you do. Let's talk about a reward after this, all right? Maybe a day off? A special meal? Something special just for you. Okay? Carla glanced at him, her eyes angry. I promise. I mean it. You're doing good, too, Alex said, gently rubbing the spot between her shoulders. You've done so well that you're owed something nice.
Yeah? She asked after a beat.
Yeah. So calm down. Let me deal with her, and we'll go get you something on me. Okay? No deal or anything like that.
Okay. Thank you,
Carla murmured, anger in her eyes dying out. Turning to Valeria, he smiled. Do forgive, too. She's doing her job and is very good at it, Alex said, not stopping his patting of the expandant.
Yes, she's a good attack dog, Valeria said with a sneer.
Now that's uncalled for, Alex said before Carla could respond. I think I'll punish you for that behavior, though I'm not sure how yet. First, do you wish to deal? Time is up. A smirk crossed Carla's face at Alex's remark about punishing Valeria.
Yes, I'll deal. Though I'm sure you'll just want me to bend over and grab my ankles for every deal, as they are.
Hardly first. How's your food?
Valeria tilted her head to one side, regarding him. Barely enough. If I were doing any sort of training, I'd be wasting away, she grumbled. How about I start by providing you a meal equivalent to what we could get at an inn before you get lost in semantics? I'll specify my point. A meal that could be purchased at a reasonable middle-class inn here in the capital, with nothing hidden or missing. The assassin said nothing. Would you be interested in that? Alex pressed.
Yes. But what price would you ask? He thought on her personality for a while. Or at least what he'd observed of her personality, since he didn't know much. He'd have to win her over through his deals, twist her into looking forward to his arrivals. With Riley, it would be a kindness and compliments. She was more a question of time and intent. With Sylvia, if he could manage to trap her, it would be a playing to her desire for the game. A challenge, only to outplay her into a permanent position. Carla would need to simply batter into submission until she didn't fight anymore. Though through patience and without anger, with a hint of kindness. But Valeria was different, and Alex wanted to test his theory about her. I'd get to spank you several times on your ass as hard as I like with my hand for every meal you consume. though you dictate the frequency of your meals. If you wanted 5 meals in a day, you'd get 5 meals, but I'd get to turn your ass red with 15 swats when I like, as I like, with my hand, of course. Alex hadn't stopped petting Carla the entire time, stroking her neck and shoulders in a calming fashion. He did focus on Valeria as he spoke, though. This was his gateway into her mind if she accepted it. She might hem, haw, or bicker, but if she accepted it, then he knew he had her pegged. "You're a masochist, my little Valeria. You enjoy pain because otherwise you're empty. It lets you feel. Feel something, anything. You're a void of emptiness, aren't you?" he thought. "Nothing is completely real unless you're in pain. It reaffirms you. You need a firm, cruel hand to guide you," he thought again. Valeria blinked, then put on an act of looking annoyed. He knew what to look for. He saw the momentary widening of her eyes, her breath catching for the barest of seconds, her fingers clenching into her arms. He doubted anyone else would have interpreted it as complete interest, though. "Three? It seems abusive. Especially if I don't get to get a say in how hard," Valeria said. "You have 2 options. Agree and swear it on your oath, or say no, and I leave. No harm, no foul." "Fine, I agree, and I'd like a meal, immediately," Valeria said, letting her legs hang over the edge of her bed. "I'm starving." "I hoped you'd agree. I have a meal just so ready. Now, how about you turn around and bend over for me? I'll take my 3 and leave you your meal." Valeria blushed a deep, dark red, similar to embarrassment, but he'd bet it on it being excitement, and slowly stood up. She turned around, placed her hands on the bed, and bent over for him. Reaching behind with one hand, she pulled the tunic up until her rear was completely exposed. In doing so, she exposed her nether region to him completely, her slim nature making it quite visible. It was delicate looking, and her skin was starting to unmistakably flush red. Valeria wasn't looking at him, though, but facing the wall. He imagined she was doing her best to hide whatever emotion was on her face. "And there's our gateway. I look forward to turning you and having you work for me, my little pain jockey." Alex smiled at the pretty woman across from him. As things change, the stories change things again. "I'm sorry. I don't think I could do that," she said. "Understandable. I do appreciate you coming, though. Please enjoy yourself out there. Meet some people. Or if you like, feel free to head home. Whatever you're comfortable with, of course." Sorry about that. My mix is going to give me just... we're back again. All right. Let's see here. "Whatever you're most comfortable with, of course," Alex said. She ducked her head and left the well-furnished interviewing room without another word. Carla sighed and shifted her weight from 1 foot to the other. "They're all so prissy. It's not like you're asking them to fuck every guard in your employ. They're noble women.
Two, finding someone willing to bend herself to my whims and yet remain intelligent enough to be useful while also being politically convenient is a bit tough. We'll see what happens, though. Lots more women to talk to. I'm sure we'll find one I can deal with working with, work with. Carla sighed, then lifted her mace up out of the loop and let it fall back down. Whatever. So long as you're banging them and not trying to bed me. All you have to do is ask, and I'd be happy to bend you over a desk, too. You don't need to play coy about it. You were pretty great. You wish, Master. You wish. Speaking of wishes, I'd like to offer you a deal. I've been thinking that maybe we need to hire someone else to partner with you. Give you a chance to take breaks. Use the bathroom. Sleep more than a few hours here and there. A day off? Would be nice. So far, it hasn't been too hard protecting you, but I can't last. You're too much of an ass. Yep. Wasn't sure on what to assign as a price, though. I mean, would it be worth sleeping with me once a week to get 2 days a week off? What? Carla growled, her hot glare landing on him. 2 days off a week to spend a night with me? It wasn't that bad, was it? I thought you were great. I'm eager to have another go at you, Alex said, smiling up at her. The month had ended the other day, and his crystal was clear as glass. Last time it turned black from Carla. He imagined this deal might just turn it solid black again. You're an asshole. Why are you so intent on turning me into your private whore? Can't you offer me something more reasonable? I don't want to turn you into my private whore. I want to have sex with you. Let's be honest. There are few women I can sleep with who wouldn't put designs on me. I could go seek out a professional, but that comes with its own risks. And then there's you. The lovely, charming, expanded personal bodyguard. Why not have you pressed in my bed more often? Carla looked like she was considering bashing his head in with her mace. He knew she was tired, though. Knew she was already starting to fray at the end. She needed time off and some downtime, or she was going to break. If she did, she had no way of knowing what he'd do to her. Half of her anger was more than likely at the fear of not knowing the outcome. Offering her an out for something she'd already paid with once might be palatable. I want you to wipe out my debt to you. Oh, oops, that's not him. I want you to wipe out my debt to you and start paying me regular for my salary. That and 2 days off. And you'll have sex with me once a week? Still going to buy my mother's bane? Alex weighed the deal in his head. It wasn't perfect, but it was a perversion of her morals. He'd also made no mention of hiring another person, only giving her time off. Fine, I'll swear to that. 2 days off, you spend a night in my bed each week. I wipe out your debt and start your salary and keep buying your mother's bane. done. I'll swear to that.
I agree, and swear as well. The original oath on Leia's name was enacted and settled.
So, when do we hire another guard? Carla asked him.
About that. I never said anything about hiring another guard. Only about giving you 2 days off. We can talk about another guard later. And what you'd be willing to pay with.
Did you know your mouth is rather pretty, too? Alex said innocently.
Ah, our next interviewee is coming, he said, dismissing her before she could react. Carla let out a strangled grunt, leaning towards him menacingly. She was a cold-blooded killer of innocence. A woman who took lives for coin and thought nothing of it. He'd have to batter her down relentlessly if he wanted to own her completely. She'd seek out any weakness he gave her and press it. If she'd simply taken his original offer and not pressed for the gold and Mother's Bane, he'd have been kinder. Gotta crush any type of independence, he thought. A young woman with an impressive bust walked into the room, her hourglass figure obvious. It was easy to see she would only get prettier, since she looked as if she had just hit 18. She was dressed rather simply, in soft brown, and had a sweet smile on her face. Brown curls tumbled down over her shoulders, and her clear brown eyes looked partially empty, fastened to him. She scurried over to him, bouncing the entire way.
Another idiot. Great.
Oh, you're rather handsome, the woman said, leaning across the table to touching his face with delicate fingers. I had no idea. Her smile became a wide grin as she sat down in the chair across from him.
Anna? Alex asked, glancing down at his paperwork.
Anna Ulis? Branch family to account? That's me, Anna said excitedly.
Before we begin, I'd like you to swear an oath of secrecy.
Anna nodded her head.
Whatever. Just let her dive in. She'll leave quick and I can move on.
On Leia's name, on pain of your life and soul, that you'll protect my secrets, Alex said.
Okay, I swear on Leia's name, to keep your secrets or lose my life and soul. Now what? Are we engaged? Anna asked.
Alex opened his mouth and closed it once.
It doesn't have a dowry listed here. That's easy. Daddy is paying 10,000 gold to whoever my husband is. He didn't want it on the paper, though, because he said paper has a habit of leaving trails.
It'd be held in trust.
Excuse me. It'd be held in trust for my own expenses. But I could share it with you. You have a nice smile.
What in the high hells, he thought. I'll make this easy, Anna. I'm not a good person, and I do bad things.
So does Daddy. What do?
I made a woman the woman next to me sleep with me to get a day off.
Oh, that's nice. You gave her a day off.
I came inside her when I was done with her.
Did you help her clean up after? I hear men are messy with their stuff. I've never been with a man in any way, so I wouldn't know. I usually have escorts with me, though they said I could come in here by myself. Which was odd, but I'm happy about it.
Pausing for a beat, he was quite sure he wanted to... wasn't quite sure if he wanted to respond to her question. I have two women locked in my dungeon that I'm planning to turn into sex slaves and make more work for me. And make work for me.
That's nice of you to give them jobs. Daddy was saying employment is going up and it's affecting business.
Alex was completely dumbfounded. If I told you to stab the woman next to me, what would you do?
Stab her. And then see if I can help her, I think. She looks pretty, and you didn't say to kill her after all, especially since you're using her for your sexual needs.
All right, Anna, I think I've heard enough.
Great. When do we get married? It'll be nice to get away from Daddy. He's too domineering,
Anna said, pouting. I'll have my people contact you for a follow-up meeting.
Great. Bye, dear,
Anna said, standing up. She quickly leaned over the table and kissed him on the cheek, bouncing out of the room in the same way she'd arrived. Anna left him there.
I think I'd marry her myself if she's always that upbeat about everything, Carla said. She said I was pretty.
Well, she definitely had that going for her, and yeah, you're attractive too.
Okay. Okay, I guess we wait for the next one?
Before he could worry about how long that'd take, the door opened, and a woman walked in. The first thing he noticed was how tall she was. Her build was athletic, and an aura of power came from her. Short, blonde hair framed a delicate oval face with cold blue eyes. She gave him a predatory smile and sauntered up to him.
Hello, I'm Eugenia McDermott, daughter to Baron McDermott, she said, taking the seat across from him without being invited to do so.
Ah, a pleasure to meet you, Lady McDermott. I'm Alex Britt, Count of Britt, sponsored by the King, unbound and attached, no children, bastard or otherwise. She paused, as if ticking things off of a list. And your county is trending towards becoming extremely wealthy, due to a series of recent changes in tax, import, and export law, some of which I admit I had not expected to work.
Blinking, Alex laid the quill down into the holder and looked at her. Truly looked at her. She was dressed immaculately, everything about her in place. On top of that, she'd clearly taken time to figure him out to a T, even going as far as to study his recent changes, which makes her desperate or dangerous, he thought.
I see you've done your homework extensively, Alex said, after letting the silence grow for a few more seconds.
Indeed. Even going so far as to know your bodyguard there is a recent addition, and actually had a fairly high bounty on her head, which you paid off anonymously through a third party. You're a bit of an enigma. I enjoy solving them.
And that would be a red flag we can't have. I can't imagine her swearing her soul away unsecretly, though.
I'll simply list my own qualities for you so you can move to the next phase. I have no dowry, as my father has bankrupted our lands, and though we're of a lower title than Count, I do believe our barony is worthy amongst its peers.
Thank you, ladies. You've been quite generous.
I need not comment on my looks, as you've seen them, and I do believe I've demonstrated my intelligence already as well. Or at least my ability to use my intelligence to prepare myself for a situation. Beyond that, I can read, write, sing, dance, use arithmetic, and know 3 languages. I do believe I'd be an asset to any man.
Okay. That's, yeah, desperation and danger all in one, he thought.
Leaning back, Alex gave her a wide and appreciative smile.
You're right. You are. I'll be honest, though. You might be more than I can handle.
What if I asked you to swear yourself to secrecy, on pain of death and suffering, losing your soul? That you might have to keep secrets dark enough that you'd be sickened, with your morals being sold? Alex asked.
Eugenia's pretty mouth thinned as her mind turned inward. Think on that. I'm going to definitely put you down to have another meeting with, though if only to enjoy your company. Would that be all right?
Oh, yes, that'd be acceptable. Thank you for your time, Count Britt, Eugenia said, and got up and glided out of the room without another word.
Greetings and welcome, Najee, sir. Shit, Carla said after the door closed. A real beauty in mind and body there. But I think she'd carve out our secrets faster than a drunk finishing a bottle.
I think you're right. I'll keep her close, though. Worst case, I pick her up and stick a secrecy oath in as part of the marriage vows. She can take it or leave it. She needs money for her father.
All depends on how far she'll broker herself.
Carla opened her mouth, then shut it as the door creaked open. A young woman of average height peeked in. Dark hair, bordering on black, spilled across one shoulder when she turned her head to find Alex sitting at the desk.
She's Asian?
Candid eyes, dark, almost to the point of being simply black, watched him for a second before she stepped into the room.
There is the danger of reading a book that Daddy says that he wants to share with everybody. He knows the story.
I am... She began, then stopped abruptly with a jump as the door shut beside her. She was dressed in a red dress that covered her up modestly but didn't hide that she had some figure. Not as much as Anna or Riley, but she wasn't flat or lacking. Alex grinned and then held a hand out towards the seat across from him.
Why don't you take a seat? I'm Alex, Alex Britt.
She gave him a small smile and came to take the seat he'd indicated. I'm Holly, Holly Lynn, she said, her hands dipping down beneath the desk towards her lap. I'm here because I choose to be, she said, interrupting him. Not because I need to be, but... She paused to look at Carla and then back to him. I have things I must do for my family. And one of those is marry into a higher-ranking family. I'm not the firstborn daughter, nor the second or third. I must be married off to secure a position rather than alliance. We are a very small barony in the east. We have potential, but we also have needs.
Huh. Doesn't seem desperate, but she wants to make a match that fits her. Or so I think, he thought. Well, aren't you direct? Alex said, leaning back in his chair.
I do not think it would be good to deceive you this early. No good would come of trying to commit to a poor contract with lies.
That's certainly fair. Let's turn this around then. Why should I take you, Holly? You say you don't need to be here, but there are certainly a number of women who do. Why you and not them?
Holly thought on that, her nose scrunching up, her brow furrowing. Because I will do what is asked of me as your wife. I know my place and position. I would rather barter myself to you to support my family.
Oh, this might work out to my benefit then. I could use her as a source of contract power. At the same time, couldn't I? Get her to slowly swear to things as time goes on, or everything in one go. Let's test it. Alex gave her a feral smile and leaned forward.
Are you sure about that? He asked.
Chapter 10. Oh, this is gonna get good, and we've only got 15 minutes. Well, not quite that. I have to stop about 5 minutes till, because Sarah's got to be able to make her set. Let's see just what kind of teaser we're going to find.
Yes, I'm sure, Holly said, her pale shoulders straightening.
Well, let's test that then a bit. I'm not a great person. I do what I must.
That means you'll end up privy
to a number of my secrets as my wife. Would you swear an oath of secrecy, as if you were nothing more than one of my people?
I would, Holly said immediately, nodding her head.
Then please do so on Leia's name, no less, on pain of death and losing your soul. For the secrecy of anything I tell you in this room today, and anything that happens in this room today. In return, I'll swear an oath that nothing untoward will happen to you in this room today.
Holly blinked, her eyes unfocusing as she stared through his head. Then I do swear, on Leia's name, for the secrecy of what's said in this room and done in this room, on pain of death and the loss of my soul.
All right. She's willing to wade a little bit out into the water. Let's see how deep she'll go. First, I have a dungeon that I'm slowly filling with women. Women I'm turning into personal sex slaves, pawns, or, well, tools. I plan on having them serve me till they die. I plan on expanding their number significantly. What do you think about that?
Holly's mouth opened, her tongue touching her front teeth. I think that sounds like a lot of work, and you could use a helper, or someone to manage the house while you take care of your business.
That's certainly a good answer. So if I cornered my local nobility into giving up their daughters in trades and turn them into whatever I want, you'd have no qualms?
No, so long as you continue to support my family and my needs.
Alex nodded to that. It was definitely an answer he appreciated as well. He'd need to dig into the details on what support she needed later. If I had to put a cell...
Really frustrating with this. My mixer is doing its thing today and stopping. But yes, almost. Let's see here. Where was she going with this?
If I had you put in a cell with them to find out what they wanted, what made them tick, their needs, you'd do so? Betray them to me so I could turn them inside out into bed pillows for my own needs?
Yes, if that's what you needed of me.
As an example, what I mean, too, here, Alex said, hooking a thumb at Carla, is my bodyguard and personal bed warmer. Once a week, it's in my domain to plow her into a bed and fill her up for now. Thoughts?
Holly's eyes flicked to Carla and then back. I would hope you've purchased her mother's vein, as I would prefer not to worry about bastards of my husband running around.
Back again. Alex smiled at her wolfishly, deciding to close the trap and see how far she'd go for this. Yes, I'm supplying her with all the mother's vein she can eat. Let's take this a step further, though. If I decided I wanted to splay my dear two apart, wherever we were, Alex said, patting Carla on the rear end, then giving it a firm squeeze, and fill her up to the brim with my seed, then make you chow down on her until you fish it all out with your tongue, what would be your response?
Holly sighed. Her face took on a pained expression. Then she gave him a bitter smile. I suppose I'd be eating out your servant until I was done.
Desperate indeed. Let's push further.
What if I told you that's how you'd be able to get to the next interview? And there'd still be no guarantee I'd marry you.
Holly seemed to stop breathing, her eyes floating from Alex to Carla and back again.
Would this count as your one time a week? Carla asked, getting his attention. She was clearly looking for her own angle into this exchange.
Yeah, it'd count, Alex confirmed.
Do you have to come in me again? I'd leak for days the last time.
That I do. Part of the fun, filling you up to bursting, is something I really enjoy.
Holly cleared her throat, getting his and Carla's attention. She held up a single finger. You wouldn't mount me during this exchange. My maidenhood would be intact. You wouldn't touch me in any way, Alex. I see no reason to give you that if you'll not be my husband.
Yeah. You'd keep your maidenhead. I'd not touch you in a sexual way, Alex confirmed.
Holly nodded her head slowly. She was very, very clearly torn on this, but he imagined he himself was the only significant possibility to help her.
And her family.
Then I suppose you better hurry up and get to it. The interviews don't have time limits, but it'd be circumspect if we took too long, Holly said, her tone sounding resigned.
Alex knew his crystal wasn't full, and this just might be the deal that could push him along. All right, let's make it official then. I'm going to mount too, fill her up with my seed. You, Holly, need to get it out and eat it up. I'm not going to touch you during the exchange, but I'm sure as hell gonna watch. For this deal, I'd move you to the next interview round and earnestly consider you as my wife. On Leah's name, Alex said, closing the oath himself.
Holly took a deep, shuddering breath. I agree to the terms as you've listed them. On Leah's name, she said. Heavens, help me.
I think that's where we'll stop.
That's just way too good not to stop there. And it gives my sweet Sarah here, our sweet Sarah,
a good deal of time to make her notice. I do think that's a nice little teaser, don't you, sir? Oh, yes, Sarah, do hurry on. It has been so good having you so close. And to each and every one of you, thank you ever, ever so much for coming. And if you did miss part of this story, just whisper in my ear, sirs, and we'll get you a copy of the recording that is just about to be stopped. We'll be here again next week, same time, same place. I would appreciate it if you took the time to look around the sim. They're in the process of completely remodeling it, and it's shaping up nicely, I think. Maybe see what's going on and grab a group tag for the sim. And if you'd like one to follow us around the grid, Master and I, then let me know and I'll send out a group tag for the dual GJs and you can be our newest stalker. We'd so love to have you. It's been my pleasure to read for you today. This is Bedroom Bobby, signing out. X's and O's, y'all.